Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, everyone. This is Deborah Leanne, and it is Wednesday Wisdom Radio Show. I am coming to you from the Denver International Airport, and I apologize because it's not going to be the cleanest recording since I'm on my cell in the middle of this hubbub. Yet, I felt compelled to still make the broadcast today since it's a commitment of mine. And today's topic has a very personal and I think a very profound and widely human interest, and that is lost and found. This has been a big week. I'm just ending 5 intense days of personal and business leadership. And being on and being with, you know, I don't know how many people were in the room, maybe 40-something, but then there were an additional 25, 30 from around the world that were attending the live stream that were all watching everything on camera. And the intensity of the experience, the high volume of learning, the desire to pack in as much of this process and new knowledge as possible into my plans for this year is could have my mind totally swimming. In fact, many of us in the past have left the room about on day 3.5 or 4 in tears. It's just so much. And, you know, we're away from our normal routines. And even though we all, or many of us, are very familiar with the grounding practices that we learn in the Art of Feminine Presence, not everybody in there is. And we forget, you know, we're out of our comfort zone, which is exactly when we most need those practices. So I am going to actually stand so that my feet hit the ground and feel the difference in my body when I stand powerfully grounded and breathe into the lower half of my body. Slowing down and consciously feeling the breath moving in our body and intending to send it down our legs and into our lower belly and into that beautiful pelvic bowl that holds our power and creative juices. It's so, so important. And very often when we're in the intensity of a conference or a learning environment or a network or a networking or presentation mode, we're so in our heads. So as I was standing in line this morning, waiting for my turn to get up on stage and do my practiced and several times written out marketing message that I was wanting to change to, I just realized I just had to like throw the whole thing out. I left my notebook behind. I didn't take my notes with me. And I went and stood in line and I just focused on the exact same thing, breathing down into my body, breathing in my own creativity, my unique brilliance, and knowing that I could do this. These are people that are friendly, collaborative, supportive, and it's a beautiful community. And what was I thinking that I needed to have something perfect? And all of that stress that I put on me could easily be let go. So I dropped it. I absolutely lost it. And finding my center was a beautiful, beautiful way for me to go up on stage, take a look around the room, drink in their beautiful faces that were extantly waiting for my introduction. And as I took a minute just to ground and feel my feet, I realized whatever I said, it didn't matter. I really, this isn't who I'm selling to, so what difference does it make? So I played with it. And the more I played and the more I said what I wanted to say that just came up from that moment was brilliant. Actually, afterwards, the Our teacher, Rachel Jane, walked up to me and gave me a big hug and said, "You have come so far. And this week, I've just seen you really blossom." And it meant a lot. I know we love that recognition, don't we? But the most important thing is that I felt that I did a really good job. So what I'm wanting to point out to you is that this morning, in all the craziness of trying to get up and finish packing and arrange for when I was going to eat breakfast and when was I going to do my radio show, and I wanted to get a hike in. I hadn't done much walking at all, and here I am in the beautiful foothills of the Rockies. So put on my hiking clothes, and I went looking for my gloves and my brand-new fur-lined leather gloves. The left one was missing. I was sick to my stomach. I've been going for the last year or two with mismatched black leather gloves, which worked fine. Nobody really could see the difference, but I knew that. And here I had invested in something that I felt really good about, and they were just luscious and yummy and soft and beautiful, and one of them was not to be found. So I went out on my walk, and I was actually so overheated from being overly dressed while I was looking for the gloves that by the time I got outside, it just felt delicious. The cold air, the sun wasn't quite up yet, the sky was just starting to lighten. And I made my way towards my favorite hill. It took the longest time to be able to turn around and appreciate my view because I was still in angry mode and feeling the difference in one hand being warm and the other one not. And plodding up the hill, walking really fast versus just enjoying my surroundings. So I realized what I was doing. And I felt like, you know what? Not only have I lost my gloves for the moment, I'm going to lose this stress that I'm putting myself through. It's crazy. And allowed myself to stop and enjoy the colors as it was shifting every second from the sky, the new day beginning, and the colors that were just radiating on the horizon. I mean, it was a beautiful sunrise. And even on the other side of the sky, to the west, the clouds were all lit up pinky purple over the mountains, which was a stunning view. And I realized that I'm the only one. Nobody is doing this to me. Why don't I lose some of this extra stress that I feel like I have to constantly live on? I think I'm addicted in some ways to that dopamine of fast pace, putting myself through the ringer. I think many of us are. So it's not necessarily a resolution, but it's something that I'm going to look at to be more aware of as I move forward into this year. And I just wanted to share that message with you today. And no matter where you are, no matter what is going on, unless it's a true life or death situation, we don't need to be burning up our adrenaline. We don't need to produce more cortisol in our system. That's the stress that'll kill us. And why don't we save that for when we really need it? And just be kinder to ourselves. Enjoy the sunrises, you know? Smelling and breathing in the air that was as thin as it was, because I was at about 8,000 feet, it still was so delicious. Walking slower and enjoying what I did see in the nature, and seeing a hawk circling, which was so, his wings were all lit up by the sunrise. It's amazing. And and there was an owl that was calling just as the end of the night and the beginning of the day was coming. And then the last bit of magic was a crow that talked directly to me, poked his head right down, looked right at me, and gave me some bit of magic or message. I'm not sure exactly what it was yet. And I let that be. I just enjoyed it. So besides losing my glove and some of my center and some of my stress and some of my other things today, I found so much by finding my center again. By finding that there were several people willing, even the shuttle drivers drove by this super shuttle Denver office to check and see if it had shown up where I left town. on our, so I mean, you know, there's people that do beautiful things, and looking for those and losing all that other BS, it's a better way to live. So until our next time together, I wish you an amazing week, and I wish you losing the stuff that's hurting you, that's holding you back, and a renewed commitment to spending more time in your center and in your grounded presence, because that's where so much magic happens. Take excellent care. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.